Thanks, Bill. I promised not to speak in XML today. I saw the sugar out there, and it'd be fairly incomprehensible on a good day. So just a little bit of background about FIDEX, or Forensic Data Exchange. What NIJ was looking at, as you know, NIJ has spent somewhere around $330 million in their ongoing effort to try to reduce case backlog in crime laboratories. And what they wanted to do is take a look at new and innovative ways to reduce backlog. Instead of relying on the concept of providing money to labs to hire additional analysts or to outsource certain kinds of examinations, we wanted to look at fundamentally changing the equation to figure out, is there a way to reduce backlog without actually doing the examination, which seems like heresy until you start looking at it and doing some of the analysis that we've done with the IGES Institute, and you start talking to crime laboratories and find out that, and it varies from crime lab to crime lab, anywhere from 50% to 80% of the cases in their backlog have already been disposed. And so we started taking a look at, is there a possibility for getting information sharing going on between the courts and the district attorney and the crime labs in order to identify those cases, and in order to be able to identify those cases to potentially cancel the examinations if there's no longer any need, if they've pled out or if the case has been adjudicated or whatever has happened. So that's where it started off, is as a standards development effort to develop standards for court software solution providers to be able to feed information into the crime lab, or for law enforcement software providers or in-house providers to be able to share information with the forensic crime lab. And it ended up culminating in a couple of pilot projects, one with Boston Police Department and the other with Phoenix Police Department. Now, as Bill said, in terms of how we kind of envision this, the format of this presentation, we do want to kind of make it informal, as informal as you can when you have 100 of your closest friends in a gigantic field-sized room here. So at the conclusion of each speaker, please feel free to speak up and ask any questions, and then our plan is to allow 15 minutes or so at the end of the presentations to also discuss it. So our first panelist, Mike O'Berry, is the National Forensic Science and Technology Center Program Manager, and essentially he's the one who kept us in alignment and frankly, made sure I got paid. So Mike is going to kind of give you a little bit of background information on the project, how it initiated, and some of the steps that the NFSTC did in order to get the project off the ground and continue the project.